The thing that I was trying to teach David some weeks ago to do this station master's thing, the thing that I was trying to teach my other student, how to relate more truthfully to that image of her friend that she saw in her mind. The thing that I would like to teach you, when you really see Demetrius leaving and you feel yourself in the dark, is what I'm now beginning to call internal improvisation. Internal improvisation, because I haven't thought of a better word for it, is what happens when you really are working from the breath to the thought, to the breath, to the thought. It's like a circle, like a, what do you call one of these rectangular circles? You know what I mean? A circle that
oval.
Goes. An oval, that's right. It's an oval. And after a while, you can't tell which is the breath and which is the thought. It all becomes one, see? That thing inside, that lovely moving oval of thought and breath, becomes so rich in you that it can then determine how your arm moves out in a gesture. It can determine how your words sound in a sentence, you see? So what you do is you improvise, you live from the inside, and because everything is connected in the body, because the gesture is connected to thought, and because the breath moves the thought onto the tongue and the tongue moves out into words, everything is connected. So that,
for example, take David.
When he had to think, you see, what he's doing is, as he says this poem, he's supposed to see Madame Lyubov. And he, the station master who has been receiving the telegrams all along, he's supposed to make a tiny little connection. But that connection is very faint. It's like a feather that floats down from the mind onto the breath. And that's where the initial improvisation comes. Watch it. He would go like this. The crowd swirls in merriment and laughter. Ah, but she, beautiful. Do you see? My hand went up like this, but did you notice how light it was? I didn't move my hand up. I was so connected to what I was seeing, breathing, thinking, that my hand went up because I went, ah. You see, what happens is when you do it, when my other students do it, they go like this, ah. You feel how harsh that is in sound? It's because it's not really coming from this improvisation inside. So you have to first locate that improvisation inside. Then you have to be able to trust it and know that if I merely think it, keep my breath going, the rest of my body is going to reflect it. You see, therefore you never have to worry about gesture, or you never have to worry about expression, because everything is an expression of what floats down from the mind. Tell me what you think I just
see, that's
said.
What I was telling you I wasn't doing. That's the first thing I said, was I somehow realized that thinking about my arms going down wasn't going to make it.
Exactly.
It just,
exactly.
It's
now,
the wrong thing to worry about.
Okay, so we're really answering the second part of what you just said. Why in all this time, given how many times I've said, what do you work from, the breath, is there any reason why you went back to the outside gesture, that hand gesture that wasn't connect, that wasn't impelled by the breath and what you thought?
Because the breath was, I wasn't isn't doing
there?
Anything.
That's right.
Because the other choice was to stand and do nothing.
Okay. Now.
And I knew that was wrong.
Good. Okay, Judy. Let's say that we sort of have the answer to that, and we'll get to that part today in class.
Yeah.
Now, when you said that you really think about yourself, you know, the first part of the.
As I thought about what I was doing when I was here, that's what I was thinking about.
Why?
self-consciousness.
Okay.
Just plain and simple.
David, you know, you came in on the end of David's day. We were talking about the very same thing. Because, you know, he right now has a lot at stake. You know, he has this performance to go. And what I saw, and telling about him can explain your thing more clearly. What I saw was this, that he was trying very hard now to do the right thing. And in trying too hard to do the right thing, you pay a price. For example, what he would do is his head would jiggle just before he began an exercise. That jiggling meant he was trying too hard, right? So finally we came to the thing was, let us say that he has been careless, really negligent about taking the lessons, you know, and even when he took them, he didn't listen to me.
Oh, you know? Yeah, he's gone through that whole,
of course.
Right.
Sure, I mean, it takes years, but everybody's that way. I can look back on my own years when I thought, why didn't I pay attention? What a dupe I was. I wasted all that time. Everybody wastes time. We just all do that. So since it's a normal thing to do, it is now no longer a shameful thing. It's everybody does it. So let's not have that sense of urgency about the work simply because we felt that we lost so many years when we should have, could have, been really using that time wonderfully well. We all waste it. So let us say that the habits that you haven't yet shed of thinking about yourself instead of what you're doing, let's say that that's typical, okay? And that we can just say, yeah, sure, why not? We all do. Now, after that, it came down to, what do you do when you go on stage? What do you do? You trust in the word. That's your physical, that's what we have. If we have nothing else, suppose you don't feel in the mood to act, suppose you suddenly don't know what the character is, suppose you suddenly don't know, you've had so many rehearsals, you don't know what the heck you're doing, suppose that one day you know everything, but you really just feel empty. We performers have one lucky thing given to us. We have the word already there. So what we do is we trust in the word. You merely say the words. Stay though thou kill me, sweet Demetrius. See, you don't even have to think about acting. Just say the words. If nothing else, the words will lead you to the next set of words, will lead you to the next set of words. And before you know it, natural intelligence will filter down onto those words, and before you know it, you will be acting, quote unquote. See, that's the way it begins. Now, when David was doing The Vagrant, I said, suppose you given David's excesses, if you try, he could literally try so hard. Well, you too. Me too. You know, that he becomes paralyzed, you know, that he couldn't act for a year, but just by trying too hard. See, same thing with you. And when you compressed that breath down, that was your version of somehow dealing with it. Suppose that happens, and he can feel that everything he's studied in the past month, and coming here when he's had no sleep and all that, everything is going away. These are the things that he has to trust. He comes in and he coughs. You can actually feel that. You stay with that feeling of the cough. Then what you do is you look and you see Gaiaf, the brother, standing right there, and you look at him. So you don't have to think about acting. All you do is you feel the cough, you look at him, and you say, is this the way to the station? Do you see what I just did? I saw him, I engaged his eye, and I said the words. I wasn't acting. And then he says that way, and I say, thank you, sir. And then I take a breath and I go, brother, and I walk right into the word brother. The same thing with Helena. If you had nothing else, but you ran in saying the words, "Stay though thou kill me, sweet Demetrius." And then you see him and you just listen to him and say, "Wilt thou, darkling, leave me? Do not." See, just say what you mean. You don't have to think about acting. You don't even have to think about gesture, because the gesture will float up as you need it to float up. Okay? This is all based on whether the breath is moving in your body. See? So with you, it's, see, with David, it's, did you see how neurotic his walk was in that last one? His tight ankles and his, you could see the embarrassment in his feet. That's his problem. Your problem is, let's say that your embarrassment comes in the compression of breath. Okay? So all of what I'm telling you will work if that breath is allowed to move. Could you give me a, am I saying what you feel is right? So what you've done is you came to class today and you really have analyzed yourself. I mean, you figured it out and you got sort of, you know, you got sort of in the shadows and were able to separate this shadowy thought from this shadowy feeling. That's very good work, Judy, in terms of understanding what it was. Okay? I admire that.
No answers, just figuring out.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Figuring out is half of it. I come up with the answers.
Yeah, I don't think we can, well, maybe some people can figure out the answers for themselves.
But someday you will. You see, someday you will, because finally, yes, I think in most of what I do now, I can figure out my problem eventually, and I can figure out the answer to it. Because at the moment, the principles upon which I'm working for myself and which you are working are okay. They really work for me. Then may come a decade, you know, maybe in the next 10 years, when these principles might, for some reason, a change in the world, or just like the 60s suddenly threw me out out the window, and I had to find other principles. See, I think these principles will last. I'm not sure they will. But right now, they last. So they serve, and I'm able to find the mistake and the principle of acting that will correct that mistake. You're not ready to do that yet. You have more years of, I don't know, getting it right, you know. But first you have to get it right, and you have to get it right a number of times, and then, what do you say?
Yeah, well, also, I have to get beyond the first couple of problems.
Yeah.
To get to the rest of them.
That's right. Exactly. See, when you, I mean, after all, when you sit there, you know what David is doing as well as I, because that's David's work, and you're able to, but then when it comes to yours, one is too busy, you know, releasing the breath to think about anything else, okay? So, all right, the reason I want to check out words before we go into this other thing is that you're speaking well now. When David, we ended his lesson, and you said, "I worked before, you know, at El Camino College," it was raspy. Why? Yeah, why? So it's an emotional thing. It's an emotional thing.
It's a habit too.
It's a habit, exactly. So let's become very clinically aware of where the word is supposed to be, how the tongue's supposed to feel, and how the breath moves up into the word.
Right.
Just because the habit pops in. And we'd like it.
The habit pops in any time there's emotional or tension or.
Yeah, some kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Some kind of situation. I know. I don't do as much as I did, but still, when I don't want to sound as if I know everything what I think I do, I sort of change and find and I talk something cuckoo. Just so I won't sound too authoritative. It's very silly.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I'd like you to imitate me. I'm going to go through a whole system. Blah, 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 blah. The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
That's a nice word. Now we're going to take Wilco. Okay. Now look, if this is the tongue, the L is here and the K is here, so it goes like this. L, K. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have no control over the tongue when it does it. This is what it's going to do. It's going to go, this is the hard palate. And the tongue is going to go out the front. It's going to go L, K, K. Try that, Judy. Say it. L, K.
L, K.
Do you feel how far back that is? It's much too far back.
The curve especially.
Both were. Watch. If this is the tip of the tongue, yours was back here, and mine is back, is in front.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stop, close your eyes, and see that air place on the tongue. E, I, air.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now say, L.
L.
Good. K.
K.
All right. Look.
Look.
That's too far back. So stop. See the air place on the tongue. And then go. Look.
Look.
That's better. I don't want you to push out the K. I don't want you to look her to make sure it's in front. It has to just pop off. And it pops off because you got it, you saw it in that E place. Look, that E place. Look. Look up. Look up. Look up. Try it.
Look up.
Good. Now let's go. I want you to go. Do it. And then when the air comes back, it goes. Look here.
Look here.
Look here.
Look here.
Look here.
Look here.
Look here. Look here. Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Get that O more in the dip.
Yeah.
See the dip for a moment. See it. And then go. Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Le car.
Le
car.
Le car.
Okay. Now let's say, alchemy. Alchemy. Let's say this. Alchemy.
Alchemy.
Do it with breath like this. Alchemy.
Alchemy.
Good. Alchemy.
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 El Camino.
I danced at El Camino.
I danced at El Camino.
There were 2,500 kids.
There were 2,500 kids.
They were all quiet.
They were all quiet.
I gave a performance. At El Camino College.
At El Camino College.
On the broad stage.
On the broad stage.
There were 2,500 fifth graders.
There were 2,500 fifth graders.
That's good. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? That's okay. I'll catch you at it. Now, my dear, we're going to ACT.
Right.
Alright.
The reason I look at you like that at the end of it is because I know as well as you know. I can do it. The voice.
Oh,
I can.
I know you
I
can.
Don't. Oh.
Oh, neither do I.
Okay,
if your teacher doesn't, then what the heck, you don't have to either. Of course, my dear. Of course
but
you can.
But I do practice.
Sure. You are much, much better, Judy.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yes, you're a different person in terms of that gravel.
Alice told me that I wouldn't believe it if I heard my voice on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read The Waterfall on the tape. She made me promise her I would listen to it once and erase it. But I read The Waterfall and I listened to it on tape, and I'm reading it very, very well. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised.
Sure, that's terrific. As I said, when I hear myself, just change ever so slightly into another vocal quality, I think, am I still doing that? You see, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, you know, you still do it, I still do it.
And how many years have you been working on it?
That's just unbelievable. The number of
really
years.
Many, yeah.
Oh, many. The voice work was, I started at 16, and it's the work I've done most. You know, the body work, I was never really able to do as well because I had problems. But if you can think of working on the voice since the age of 16, and first beginning again, and seriously, but I mean, I'd been serious all the other times, at 50. So I've been working almost all my life, mm-hmm. you know, on it, and I still move away from what I know into some other vocal behavior. So, what can you do? Okay, doesn't matter.
Alice is the only person who doesn't.
I really think so. I really think she doesn't.
I don't either.
Yeah, she's perfect.
I know. She looks perfect. Yeah. Her house is perfect.
Exactly, exactly. She really is. I think, I wish I could be a teacher like Alice someday. And every, you know, look at me. I mean, would you ever see Alice sitting like this teaching?
You should see me when I teach.
Yeah.
This poor boy, I was doing unarmed stage combat. Uh-huh. This poor boy in my class, I pick on him all the time. So he had to demonstrate with me. I mean, I hit him. Kick to the groin, uh-huh. demonstrate. This poor kid, you know, he's really, I'm terrible.
Okay.
Throwing my students around.
Now, what we're going to do is this. We're going to put your mind, for Helena, on the words. Okay? Let's see, maybe there are many other things we have to do, but that's one way that we're going to handle it. So, you're going to be going, the only thing you're going to think of, it doesn't matter what your gestures are, it doesn't matter anything other than that light thing, pardon me, that light thing you feel in the breath and that the words. So stay though thou kill me, sweet Demetrius. You know, really think about those. So we'll be having breath and mind meet in the word. It's like number three. Just let's see what happens. You know what I mean by the number three?
Yes, yeah. I was trying. No,
exactly.
Yes, I do.
I think it's the three goes this way. I always do the three. Like, it's stay though that me. Stay though that me. See, it's your attention will go in a little half circle like this to the tongue, and the breath is going to go to the tongue, and when it meets, it will be the sentence. Stay though thou got us, sweet Demetrius. Let's see what happens. See whether you can keep your mind on what you're saying, not on how you look and what you do.
Okay, but do you want me to run in and all that?
Sure,
okay.
yeah. But don't care whether your body, you know, we'll worry about the flapping bird later.
Stay, though thou kill me, sweet Demetrius. Oh, wilt thou, darkling, leave me? Do not so. I am out of breath in this fond chase. The more my prayer, the lesser is my grace. Happy is Hermia, wheresoe'er she lies, for she hath blessed and attractive eyes. How came her eyes so bright?
Just
not
stay with
salt
the
tears.
Go back again. Blessed and attractive eyes. How came? Just stay with the words. Ask the question. Don't act.
Okay. How came her eyes so bright? Not with salt tears. If so, my eyes are oftener washed than hers. No, I'm as ugly as a bear. For beasts who meet me run away for fear. Therefore, no marvel, though Demetrius do, as a monster, fly my presence thus. what wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's Therion? Who is here? Lysander? On the ground? Dead? Or asleep? I see no blood, no wound. Lysander, if you live, good sir, awake!
Okay, did you stay with the word?
Most of the time.
I thought so, too.
Most of the time. I won't promise you I did it all the time.
I know you didn't, because every time you didn't, there'd be a little stiffness in the hand or whatever.
I did think about this.
The breath?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did, because I found myself... Yeah, I didn't think about this, mm-hmm. but probably when I noticed that this was tight, that's probably why this was tight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Judy, that was awfully good work. Now you have to do that again, because I want 1,000 repetitions of staying with just what you're saying, and don't act. We don't need elocution. We don't need you to make sure that we understand it.
See, I think that's my problem.
Making sure that
the elocution is not. Yeah, I think it's the second
right.
for
yeah,
me.
That's right. And that's what I caught. Now, you don't have to do it. Look.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Uh-huh. See, what you have to trust is what you see in life. For example, if...
What is in life I do that?
Make sure that somebody understands.
I have a tendency to do it all the time.
Yeah, but when
real
you teach, when we teach, we make sure, you know.
Yeah.
So it leads us there. Watch this, Judy. Describe to me my mood just then.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. Did you see how faint it was? Look, all I did was this. I breathed. I went. Right?
Uh-huh.
See how easily you read that?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
See how tiny it is?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that that's... So why, when you act, do you have to do any more? If you can read those delicate little gestures that I'm making, all I'm doing really is blowing out my cheeks like a... what did I just do when I went like that with my finger?
You got up. You moved.
Yeah. Watch this.
Pulled yourself up.
I went. What did I
do? You pulled yourself.
Yeah. Did this say anything to me?
Well, you had finished what you were thinking about, and now you were going to do something.
That's
else.
It. Exactly. And did you see, it wasn't from the pulling up, it was this that did it.
No, it looked, I mean, not literally pulled you up, but
that's
that
right.
That was the pulling up.
Actually. It was. Did you see how tiny that was?
Uh-huh.
So if you can read that, if you can read, and there were no words, and you were still able to describe exactly to me what I did, I thought for a moment, and then I went like this, and then I went like this, and I finished with a thought, and then I got up into action. And you read that completely. Do you see how little you have to do for the outsider or the audience to know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I was connected that you were able to understand it. See, it was connected to some impulse on the inside. That's inner improvisation. Watch this. See, it was happening on the inside, and the outside merely reflected it. Watch this. What happened? Tell me what I did.
You weren't sure what to do next in order to get at whatever was disturbing you.
Exactly. See, so this time I thought. And then I got up, and then I ended like this, meaning I'm not ready yet because I'm not sure. So you read it exactly. That, I would like you to tell me that it will be possible for you to believe someday that all you have to do is think it, and it will, and it will be reflected in your body and in your voice, and that everybody will know what you mean. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you believe.
It is.
Yes, you believe that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
as soon as I learn to keep getting rid of that stuff,
being careful to be sure that we all know what you mean. So, would you rather err, answer me now, would you rather err on the side of being connected to thought and finding out later whether I knew what you meant, or making sure that I know?
No, which I'll take the former.
Take the former. What is the former? Let me hear it.
Being connected to the thought.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want you to go back and do the piece again.
Uh-huh.
All right. And you're going to stay even more connected to the thought, and you're not going to try to make it clear to me. Let me see if I can guess
mm-hmm.
what you're doing. Now, there's one other thing that you did that we want to get at. Just as you're about to locate Lysander,